This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
It's myself, Ginny, and Adam.
Oh, another Adam.
I'm the Adam B in Australia. You're the Adam B in America, it seems.
Oh, wow. Is that like an alternate universe over there?
It must be, yeah. The Southern Hemisphere version.
It's up over here.
Yeah.
Up over and down under.
Every which way.
Yeah. Sounds good. You've been shooting all these amazing people over the last few months. Tell us a little bit about your experiences.
It's been quite an experience. It's been a great way to meet a lot of people really quickly.
Yes.
It's been really great. I mean, we've had such a diverse group of people come through, just overwhelming support. It's just really easy to dive into and get really passionate about.
Who are some of the most amazing people you've got to shoot as part of this shoot?
It's hard to narrow it down to a group of people or a certain person, because it's really the coming together of everyone that's making this project so special.
With the photo shoots that you have, I know you have specific dates where you invite people to come into your studio and you then photograph them. I know you're at the moment trying to gain sponsorship to take the photo crew to another state in America. Have you thought to go global?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. This is definitely a world issue. We have not forgotten that. It's just that the budget and the sponsorship and everything, it's just it's all started at a grassroots level. So it's like day by day, been growing and by growing more and more. So we're just seeing where that goes, and we're definitely looking at taking that as far as we can. Every day, we get new opportunities, we meet new people. It's every day, it's just the campaign grows to new levels, so we're seeing where it takes us still.
Now, you would have received from us during the week, Australia's got together and we've submitted some photos. How'd we go?
I loved your photos.
Did you have any ones that stood out? I know you haven't had a chance to properly review them. Were there any ones that stood out?
I had a chance to review them all. There's so many good ones. I love the crew one, the crew shot together. With the mic.
I was doing a bit of Diana Ross there, I'm sorry.
I love the mic, and I love the queen with the big hair.
Kay Sara.
Yes.
Yeah, that was sexy.
Yeah.
Mr. Gay Australia, and we like that one, kind of like the beauty queen of Shayna Mokler out here, and then transition over to Australia and Heather Hurt.
Yeah.
Across the world. We like it all.
Oh, good, good.
There's a lot of creative ones, though. There's a lot of creative ones, different ones than we had, even.
That was our challenge, is there was so much inspiration on the website, and then we're still trying to be different, so, yeah.
you gotta be creative after 500 or so.
Do you find that hard, trying to be creative, shooting one after the other like that?
I find it, it's harder when you think about it. If you just take the person and you I don't know. For me, it just comes so easily, I guess. If I think about it more in depth, I guess it just kind of becomes more difficult.
For anyone who's listening to us at the moment and might want to submit a photo to your website, have you got any tips for people taking the photos? What are you looking
for?
That's
a good question. That's a good one. Yeah, Jeff said to express themselves.
Yeah, you're looking for individuality, I guess, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Every person has something creative and different they can bring to the table. They all have different personalities and different personalities, and they can show that and express themselves through different poses and different expressions. And I think that's what makes each shot unique.
I also wanted to ask you a little bit about your own career. Now, people may be thinking, I hadn't heard of you before, but I think there is every single gay guy in the world has one of your photos saved on their computer with your watermark somewhere on it.
I'm doing my job then, aren't I?
You were doing a very good job. Tell us a little bit about what you do, apart from the No Hate campaign.
Other than the campaign, I shoot a lot of fashion photography, a lot of male models. I'm branching off into more female models and more edgy fashion photography lately, and more commercial work. I've done work with DNA out in Australia before, so that's where I've got a lot of my base out there initially. And then I've shot for a lot of other magazines in like Europe and some here in LA.
Now, we have a game that we've just played with Jeff, and we're going to play it with you as well. It's called 101 Questions. So we've got 101 random questions, and we just need you to choose a couple of numbers, and we'll ask you the according question. Hit us with a number between 1 and 101.
89.
Okay, you've started off with a very, very easy question. Okay. What is the meaning of life?
Wait, what's that? Oh, what's the meaning of life?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. To be happy, to follow your dreams, to be yourself. I mean, it sounds cliche, but I found it to be true to myself.
Good answer. Pick another number for us, Adam.
Let's go far away from that number and go with number 2.
Number 2, what keeps you awake at night?
What keeps me awake at night is my cat, Randall. He likes to lick my face. Honestly. It's a true story. I try to teach him to snuggle next to me, but he always licks my face.
The weird thing about cats' tongues that I didn't realize until I had cats is they're not nice, kind of like humans' tongues. They're really sandpapery, aren't they?
Yeah. They're night creatures for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hit us with one last number, Adam.
Sure. How about 99?
If you were a drag queen, what would your drag name be?
Oh, gosh. Wow. How about Virginia Longshot? No clue.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for having a chat to us today. We love your campaign, and we've got more photos coming from Australia, from other states of Australia. They're still working on their photos, and they'll be submitting them soon. But it's been a pleasure, being involved.
I appreciate it. We appreciate all the exposure and anything that everything you guys have done for the campaign, all the pictures and everything. We're going to add those to the website and create a special section for them as well. It really means a lot to us, and that's what it's all about.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.